Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose. Cutting down to the truth through history and experience. The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bone's Bone Conducting Headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge. Email kfr@scalpeledge.com or the website scalpeledge.com. The next episode of The Scalpel starts now.
Welcome to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose. Thanks for joining me today. I want to continue our series of convincing controversies because right now we have a president and an administration that seems to just draw their lifeblood from a controversy after controversy after controversy. Now, these aren't real controversies. No, these are controversies that we are told must be true. And under the cover of that controversy, this administration, this progressive neo-Marxist administration, is trying to usurp more and more power at the cost of more and more of the freedoms of the American people. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's unpatriotic, but it is the new Democrat Party. And the way to combat this in a strictly non-kinetic or actionable sense as far as violence, I'm not promoting violence, just the opposite. I think we have to use our minds, our resources, and the sheer massive number of freedom-loving patriots to coordinate and move against this insidious attack on our great nation. And the way we do that is to identify the problems and start implementing solutions. I remember back in college, I was in a philosophy course one time, and the professor walked in and said, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? What he was getting at was basically a thought experiment that raised the question regarding observation and perception. But I think it was a good question to raise because I would use that tree falling in the forest as an analogy to what we're seeing today in the corporate world, in the political world, and in the mainstream media. And I'll build it out for you. Because if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around, a lot of people will say, well, it didn't make a sound, because you have to be present to hear the sound, because you can't have a perception without an observation. But I would put it to you a different way. If a politician fails or is corrupt or is making horrible decisions or is attacking our Constitution, but no one reports about it, no one brings it to the surface, no one tells the American people what's going on, did it really happen then? Because that's what this new Democrat Party wants us to believe. That's what President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Cackling Hyena Harris want us to believe. They want us not to believe our lying eyes, but just believe what you hear, or more importantly, what you're not hearing. And I think it's real important to pay attention to what is said and also to read in to what is not said. Because while White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki Psaki, however you want to call it. She likes to call it Psaki. I just call her an idiot. Made worldwide headlines Tuesday with her emphatic statement that the government is not now nor will be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a vaccine credential. But Americans need to pump the brakes on their relief. The entirety of Psaki's statement raises the very real possibility that the government knows it can't require a vaccine passport. It's one of the few things they actually understand. But that tree's still going to fall anyway. Because the government knows that corporations are more likely to bypass constitutional privacy rights by requiring proof of vaccination for various services. Just as the administration relies on corporate media to censor dissent through propaganda and social media platform control, so too is the intent on vaccine passports. So let's look exactly at the question that was asked, Tuesday's press briefing, and the response. Because the response to the question is important if you want to hear that tree fall in the forest. Is there any thought being given to a federally organized vaccine passport of some kind? Does the president see that maybe as some kind of tool that could be used, or would he lean more on the side of the people who have raised objections over privacy and so on? That was a question asked to Jen Psaki, and she responded, "The government is not now nor will be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone obtain a single vaccination credential." But then Psaki pivoted to the private sector, or the so-called private sector. "As these tools are being considered by the private and nonprofit sectors, our interest is very simple from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected so that these systems are not used against people unfairly. There is a movement, as you know, in the private sector to identify ways that people can return to events where they are large swaths of folks safely in soccer stadiums or theaters. And that's where the idea originated. And we expect that where it will be concluded. We will be providing some guidance," Psaki said, "which will look like a FAQ and a frequently asked questions." I hate acronyms, but that provides important answers to questions that Americans have, in particular around concerns about privacy, security, or discrimination soon. Referring to vaccine passports as tools that the private and nonprofit sectors can use means these passports can and may well be required by the private sector with the government's blessing. And let me explain that in greater detail. The government is not so closely associated with the private sector, that is the 80% of small businesses, but the small business community, but they are very closely associated with the massive corporations that they regulate and tax. They are very closely associated with the massive corporations that they provide bailouts for, like United Airlines and American Airlines. They are very closely associated with the corporations or the major large tech companies like Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, that they regulate and have oversight over. And they are very closely associated with the quote-unquote nonprofits, which I'll be talking more about later, that actually receive their grant money and their tax-exempt status from the U.S. government. So the government doesn't have to directly tell you you have to have a vaccine passport. No, they can just wink and nod as that tree falls in the forest and hits the ground with a thud and tell you that you didn't hear anything. Because the private sector could say that. And are your rights to free speech being violated when a social media platform kicks you off for something you said? Yeah, they are. But they're telling you, oh, you signed that agreement. You may think so, but technically it's not the government repressing your speech. It's a non-government entity with which you signed a contract to use the platform. Same issue will apply with the proof of vaccination. If you want to use the service or attend the event, you will comply. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I deal with facts, history, and experience, but this is eerily like a, quote, grooming for the end times. And if you don't believe me, just look in Revelation 13:17, because this can happen very quickly, where it says that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. I would just tell you to be discerning, be aware, and pay attention to the trees that fall. Or more importantly, pay attention to the people that tell you that even though that tree fell, it didn't make a sound. But that's a convincing controversy. The convincing controversy of the COVID coup. The COVID coup that has allowed a President Biden administration to slip into the White House. And when I mean slip, I'm talking about slip in from slimy, greasy, underhanded, yeah, all those ways to unseat our duly elected president in an election that had more than its share of controversy. Of course, when that tree was cut down, you were told it didn't make any sound. The mainstream media told you, the social media platforms told you that it was a free and fair election. They just pointed to the experts. What experts? We have no idea. They just said it. But panicked by fears manufactured by the ruling class, as pointed out by Angelo Codavilla, who is a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, who wrote in The American Mind that the American people, panicked by fears of the ruling class, assented to being put essentially under house arrest until further notice, effectively suspending the habits, preferences, and liberties that had defined our way of life. And most Americans have suffered economic damage because many didn't enjoy the protected status that have had careers ended and been reduced to joblessness. Social strains and suicides have multiplied, but no one's paying attention to those trees that are falling in the forest. Forcibly deferring all manner of medical care, which we did under the COVID coup, is sure to impose needless suffering and death, and we have seen that it did. And in some, the lockdowns, medical and economic dysfunctions make for multipliers of death and miseries way past the COVID-19 virus. Bad judgments from unscrupulous politicians at the local, state, and national level. It was all a scam. Not the germs, actually, but the scam of COVID-19 will define this coup and this disaster that was pushed on the American people. And COVID-19's devastating effect on the U.S. body politic is analogous to what diseases do to persons whom age and various debilities and corruptions had already placed on death's slippery slope. Because outside of a few who gained power and wealth from this panic, Americans are asking what it will take to end this outrage. Not to modify it with any quote-unquote new normal decided by, I don't know, who knows whom or who knows what authority, since no one is authority in authority is leading those who want to end it. And I think Americans are wondering who's going to lead the cause. Because we need leaders to rise. Because if we look at history right now, I'm talking recent history, we're going to find out that this COVID COVID-19 pandemic was one of the greatest scams ever pushed on any nation or nations. Because you had a set of untruths and baseless assertions and often outright lies about the novel coronavirus. And then you had the production and maintenance of physical fear through near monopoly of communication to forestall challenges to the U.S. ruling class, led by the new Democrat Party. And the defaulted opposition on part of most Republicans pretty much confirmed their ruling status as, you know, junior partner. No default has been greater than that of the American churches, however. And this article points it out. Supposedly society's guardians of truth. And that's a problem. That's a tree that fell in the forest that we needed the churches, we needed the leaders in the medical community to stand up and say, I heard a sound. And we need to do something about it. Not the sound of the virus, but the sound of the myriad of actual scientific studies promoting useful treatments for the virus. The myriad of doctors that had anecdotal evidence by treating thousands of patients with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine early, which showed near universal success when used early. But we were told by our betters that didn't happen, and it wasn't effective. And because they said that, and because no one identified that tree that fell in the forest, we were allowed to get EUAs, emergency use authorizations, to get vaccines. And we were also witness to the clearing of the path for massive mail-in voting and voting fraud, all under the cover of the COVID coup. And the new Democrat Party is trying to ride that horse of the apocalypse all the way to the highway of tyranny, which can only end in the destruction of our civil society. But they don't care. And you don't even see it. Because they have already told you that that tree didn't make any sound when it fell. And we have seen mistake after mistake in the handling of this COVID crisis. I mean, you could just look back last May when Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the federal COVID team's most influential doctor, explained to us that it was counterproductive to have a national lockdown of healthy people. And he did it on national television. Earlier, he had said lockdowns were needed to preclude the overcrowding of hospitals, that having proved to be his gross professional error as an epidemiologist. And he now said that extending the lockdowns was necessary to prevent so many apparently healthy young people from eventually infecting the old and infirm. But people that actually heard that tree fall found there was zero evidence that apparently healthy, as in asymptomatic people, could infect others. And the evidence is that only symptomatic people, ones with coughs and sniffles, do, and that's not through casual contact, but actually when you confine them to a home. And similarly, governors from New York, Michigan, and Illinois to California, Oregon, and Washington ordered their citizens to stay inside, though, which always was and once again proved to be the ideal environment for transmission of COVID-19. And Illinois' governor criminalized more than two people in any boat. Californians have been arrested for walking on the beach, and New York City's mayor threatened to pull swimmers out of the sea, all in the name of science. Online searches find no science, however, that shows viruses thriving in fresh air and sunshine, never mind salt water. And the mayor of Los Angeles ordered residents to wear masks at all times outdoors, though there is no evidence that virus transmits through casual proximity anywhere, especially outdoors. And in July of last year, Anthony Fauci said masks are necessary. But in March, just a few months earlier that year, in 2020, the same Fauci had said they did more harm than good, equally without the slightest scientific proof. This is what you have when no one will tell you that a tree has fallen and they heard it. This is what you have when you have a sycophantic mainstream media that has covered up for the ruling class and allowed a soft tyranny to gain footing in the United States of America. Because Fauci also guided governors to permit people to congregate by the hundreds at Walmart and Costco, but he forbid them to do so in churches. I mean, this fountain of science also gave his approval to sex among strangers, but advised Christians to refrain from communion. That was too intimate. Does anyone take this guy, Anthony Fauci, seriously? Does anyone take the governors of New York, Michigan, and California seriously? The governors of Chicago and Los Angeles who personally flouted the regulations that they imposed on others, you know, restrictions for thee, just not for me. I think we need to start focusing on how seamlessly the Western world's ruling class has translated the COVID-19 event into yet another of its weapons in the fight it has been waging this century against voters' growing disaffection. That's why they had to have lockdowns. That's why they had to have mail-in voting. That's why Joe Biden could safely hide in the basement of his Delaware home and supposedly get more votes than Barack Obama did, while barely being able to fill 10 to 12 circles at any of his events. But this COVID coup has allowed the new Democrat Party, actually it has emboldened them to realize that they can cut down all the trees they want in the forest because the mainstream media is going to tell you you didn't hear anything. So I guess we can just call this new Democrat Party the regime of fear, while the Praetorian Guard media locks their shields around them, preventing anyone from hearing what is actually going on. So how do we stop it? How do we stop an out-of-control Democrat Party and their co-conspirators in this COVID coup, in the bureaucrat medical establishment, in the mainstream media, and the tech tyrants, all who are walking lockstep with a narrative telling Americans don't believe your lying eyes? Because in the past, as misbehavior of important persons confused and divided Americans, we've had senators who summoned public hearings of those involved in the controversies and put them under oath, with hence possible penalty for perjury, and established often uncomfortable truth on which the country would be pulled together. But we don't see that now. We're not seeing people step up and do something. The Senate's Committee on Homeland Security and Oversight on Health, Education, and Labor and Finance and on the Judiciary can all shine right now if they wanted to. Senator Ron Johnston's Committee on Government Affairs with Oversight over the CDC could set the record straight on how its relationship with China's laboratories and the World Health Organization and the Chinese government helped shape how we dealt with the current COVID crisis. I mean, they could talk about the grant from the CDC or from Dr. Fauci's group that he works with, the Institute of Allergy and Disease, that they gave for gain-of-function testing. I believe it was 2018 to the Wuhan Institute. I mean, they could ask about that. They could ask why the World Health Organization adopted the PCR test before it was even published in the literature. How they adopted the PCR test for the coronavirus on January 15th before they even said the coronavirus was a pandemic. I mean, those are good questions to ask. Or how the World Health Organization is tied with China and how the head of the World Health Organization is controlled by China. And there's a lot of evidence of that out there, and you can find it, but I don't know. Are these committees going to do it? Is the Subcommittee on Oversight and Emergency Management under Rand Paul, himself a physician, who is well-placed to expose and who knew about this COVID-19 virus and when they knew it, who told the public what and on what basis? The public has noted that there's so many discrepancies and contradictions about COVID-19 from supposedly medical experts being led by Dr. Fauci. Can Senator Rand Paul get to the bottom of it? Can Senator Chuck Grassley on the Finance Committee, includes unemployment compensation, social services, Medicaid, Medicare, the COVID event having caused some 40 million people to file for unemployment has placed pretty much unusual burdens on all manners of government service and have rolled food markets completely in harmful ways. And there's even suggestions of price fixing. And this committee that is chaired by Senator Grassley is well positioned to get to the bottom of that. Who lost my job? Who destroyed my business? Where do I go to rebuild what I lost? Why is a COVID-19 relief package only a scant single-digit percent going to actual COVID relief? I think those would all be great questions to ask. Those trees that fall in the forest that make a booming sound and we're told nothing happened as we see our country being destroyed. However, I think Senator Paul's Subcommittee on Children and Families should be asking the question and answering it for parents all over America who wondered why the 2019 and 2020 school year was cut in half and the basis on which the 2021 school year is currently being compromised. Why all that lost education? Why all that social disruption? Why all that fear being pushed down the throats of the American citizens? See, these senators can get to the problem if they choose to. And how many of these local governments, local and state governments, have violated the citizens under our Bill of Rights, under the U.S. Constitution? These are some of the questions in which Senator Ted Cruz can confront federal, state, and local officials. He could pull them, summon them before the State Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Constitution. He could find out their true understanding of civil rights. Because the American people have an interest in knowing the mentality of our current officials and how they are changing the practicing meaning of the Constitution's words. We need that kind of leadership right now. We need that kind of leadership in the United States of America. I'm not sure we're going to find it. We have found some leadership during this COVID coup. We have found some leadership that has stood up and said, I heard that tree fall, whether you admit it or not. And that person is Governor Ron DeSantis. And for his truth-standing efforts, for his integrity and virtue, he is now the recipient of a major salacious hit piece from 60 Minutes. Because Governor Ron DeSantis bucked the system. His COVID-19 policies defied wokeness by not shutting down the state's entire economy and quarantining healthy people. He didn't send COVID-infected people to nursing homes like Governor Cuomo did. He didn't release COVID-infected prisoners from jail. He didn't force people to stay at home and wear masks. He didn't follow the cancel culture's rules of engagement. His state showed tremendous progress And they couldn't have that, they being the New Democrat Party. They couldn't have an actual example of truth being seen. DeSantis seems to have stunning common sense that is winning the day. And he's such a threat to the Democrat or the future Democrat presidential hopefuls that CBS 60 Minutes decided to put an end to DeSantis by fabricating a narrative. After all, isn't that how it usually works? Isn't that what they did to President Trump? They fabricated narrative after narrative. And if you go on Twitter and look at all the little liberal blue check marks that just support that narrative that tells you there's not a single tree that fell in that forest. But this time, the poster child for fake news got caught with its lying fingers on the edit machine. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi attempted a political assassination with her story that DeSantis had accepted $100,000 pay-to-play political donation from Publix supermarkets in return for awarding Publix a COVID vaccine distribution contract. Hang in there with me, because the problem was the story was an entire fabrication. 60 Minutes edited DeSantis' response to Alfonsi at a news conference to make it look like DeSantis was guilty, when in reality, DeSantis totally debunked her narrative. His account was also backed by elected, listen to this, Democratic Party officials who were pleased with the governor's vaccine distribution plans. And to top it off, as an example of how corporate media works together to promote false and damaging narratives, Breitbart News reports the unedited video of the governor's response to Alfonsi was removed from YouTube after conservatives began sharing it. It was censored by a private company beholden to the federal government. So let's roll back the clock to August 2016 when Judicial Watch revealed some 745 State Department documents and emails in which Hillary Clinton's State Department aided Huma Abedin, provided expedited direct access to Clinton for donors who had contributed from $25,000 to $10 million to the Clinton Foundation. In many instances, Clinton Foundation top executive Doug Band, who worked with the foundation throughout Hillary Clinton's tenure at state, coordinated closely with Abedin. There was an entire forest where all the trees fell, but the media told us you didn't hear anything because they didn't report on it. And that was just one small aspect of Clinton's pay-to-play machine. But what did we hear from 60 Minutes back then? Yeah, crickets. Mainstream media refused to cover Clinton's documented pay-to-play scheme. So let's roll the tape forward a bit. The mainstream media refused to cover Joe Biden's pay-for-play scheme with Ukraine, Russia, and China through his various family members documented in the tens of millions of dollars. But Ron DeSantis actually does a good service and his state prospers and people are given, have, or not given, but get to enjoy their constitutional and God-given freedoms. And 60 Minutes fabricates a pay-to-play bribery scheme. I would just look back to Exodus 23:8. When the Lord says, and you shall take no bribe, for the bribe blinds the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. And Clinton and Biden are proven to enrich themselves with bribes and get away with it scot-free while an innocent man is accused mercilessly. This is a convincing controversy. The convincing controversy can only be supported with the mainstream media, with unscrupulous politicians on one side that lies when they're breathing, and on the other side, which just refuse to stand up for truth. So as those big trees fall in the forest, the mainstream media says, oh, you didn't hear anything. But when a tree doesn't fall, like is in Ron DeSantis, the mainstream media jumps up and screams Did you hear that thud? The only way to get to the bottom of this is to seek truth. The only way to destroy a convincing controversy is to repeat truth over and over and over again, and you will break through. There are a lot of great podcasters, radio hosts, conservative broadcasters out there that are doing this. And if you feel like that's your calling, I would just suggest you get out and do the same. I have, in full disclosure, I'm not really sure who listens to this podcast. But I do it because I love what our country stands for. Our God-given inalienable rights. And the freest nation and greatest nation the world has ever seen. And I won't stop speaking truth. And if a tree falls, I'm going to be the first to tell you I saw it hit the ground and I heard it. Thanks for spending some time with me this morning. I pray you have a great rest of your Thursday. Go out and speak some truth to some friends and do it with love. Do it with patience. Do it because that's the way we're going to keep freedom rolling.
Head high, protest line. Freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times. Standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey. Your secret's safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
The sound playing in your head with Z-Bone's bone conduction headphones. Innovative tech and Bluetooth 5.0 connects Z-Bones to your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computers and TVs. And the open-ear design of Z-Bones allows you to hear clear audio from your device and maintain awareness of the environment around you. Z-Bone's comfortable pads rest in front of your ears. Audio vibrations move through your cheekbones into the inner ear. And Z-Bone's ergonomic design provide long-term wearing comfort for sweat-proof active listening. They won't fall off and they can't fall out. Whether it's music, podcast, or streaming radio, the result is a unique audio experience with clear sound from your device while still hearing your surroundings. And the built-in mic delivers crystal clear audio for phone calls. Learn more and buy Z-Bones at zbones.io. Zbones.io. Save at checkout with code SCALPEL70. Zbones.io. Quality sound that moves you.
The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose.
The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bones Bone Conducting Headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge, email kfr@scalpeledge.com, or the website scalpeledge.com.